This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being regular listeners. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. And I do get a... I enjoy the calls, no matter where they come from, what side of the aisle they come from, and what we're talking about. But I do get a kick out of the fact that some of you think I know a lot about a lot, when I actually know a little bit. A lot. Anyhow, I do appreciate the time. I do appreciate the emails and what have you that I get from you guys, very much so. So, you know, I don't know which one of these to do first. Let's do the Willie Nelson one first. Willie Nelson was attacked by fans. Why? Because he's supporting Beto. I don't know if it's Beto or Beto O'Rourke. You're from the South. Is it Beto or Beto?
That is not a Southern name.
That's not a Southern name? Really? Yeah. That's not a Yankee name. Don't give me that.
Italian.
I never grew up with a... Wait a minute. Beto O'Rourke is Italian?
No, Beto is.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Beto is. You're right there. My God, that's just... Go back to tweeting over there. Some of Willie Nelson's fans are seeing red after learning the country musician will be headlining a rally for Democrat Senate candidate Beto O'Rourke. Now, dozens of people weighed in on Willie's Facebook page Wednesday after he shared a story about the upcoming rally. Now, producer Tammy says he's running against Trump. I mean, Cruz. Cruz ran against Trump. Anyway, he's running against Cruz. And I don't understand why Willie, again, for what it's worth, Willie always said that he's going to stay out of, you know, politics. Or that he would stay out of politics. He didn't bring something. He didn't care who you voted for, what you did. Music was music. But why, you know, why bring that into it? Anyway, and for his fans to be whacked about this, wigged out, you're out of your mind. Did you really believe that this guy was a conservative? Did you believe this guy was a Republican? Or even forget the Republican part. Let's just stick with conservative. Well, some people told Willie he needed to stay out of politics. Others threw insults at the music legend. Still others applauded Willie's contribution to the campaign. Look, I don't care what he does. As long as he's open. I mean, again, I'm not as irritated about the story as some of you are. And if for you to think that he wouldn't... Oh, I don't know that he wouldn't support a Democrat, somebody who supported his way of thinking. You're fooling yourself. Now the event is set for September 29th at Austin's Auditorium Shores. I don't even know what that is, but Nelson is scheduled to perform alongside Joe Ely, Kerry Rodriguez, Tamika Jones, and Nelson's son Lucas and Micah Nelson. Now, O'Rourke is hoping to unseat incumbent Republican Ted Cruz. And you know what? This is one of those times. This is exactly what we talk about on a regular basis when I say to you, get off your butt and go help him. If you believe that Ted Cruz is the right guy for the job, go help him. Whether it's sending emails, helping them make phone calls, whatever you need to do, you need to do to make sure he gets back in again. Truly that simple. And I hear conservatives all the time, or Republicans all the time, well, I'm on a fixed income. I don't have enough money. You know what? It doesn't take a boatload of money to send emails. You can call the campaign and say, look, I'm willing to send out messages to my people, my friends. You know, all of us could use a little exercise, right? So think about walking into the district, your district for him. Sometimes it's only 150 or 200 in California. Your little precinct is 150 to 200 homes usually. Okay, they don't all have to be done in one day. You'd be surprised at how fast it happens, the walks. You know, and if you're one of those people that has a little time, look, you could do some every day after work. It'll give you time to talk to your neighbors, get to know your neighbors. How many of you really know your neighbors? I mean, really know your neighbors. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, bullying is big. Bullying is a term that's used. People are afraid of it. They're afraid of the term. I was talking to a few people that had to do with the school district the other day, and we were talking about the term bullying and what it means to who. Because there is no certain understanding of bullying. I think bullying, depending on the child, depending on the kid, the age group, or what have you, is different for different people. Now, I've had people, we've done a show around bullying. Matter of fact, I'm going to do it again. Are we raising a group of bullies or wimps? Which one? And how? And when it comes to bullies, I've had people tell me that, you know, they should take football out of high school because it's nothing but a sport of bullying. Like, really? No, it's a sport of war. If you think war is bullying, okay. When you're on the line, some of you guys will get this. You remember back in the 70s when we played football? It was nothing for you to look at the kid across from you and tell you how you could just rip his arm off and beat him with it if he didn't get out of the way. You know, when the ball was hiked, is that bullying or is that sports? When you play hockey, I got a stick. I got two more behind the fence post. I tell you what, I'll break this one over your head. I go get another one. The idea was to make your opponent, to scare your opponent. Make him afraid of you. You want to call that bullying? That's fine. Some people call it psyching him out. Now, while most Americans were commemorating the victims of the September 11 terrorist attacks, a group of boys and girls... Can you call them boys and girls? Yeah, better check. A group of boys and girls at Glen Meadows Middle School were learning something totally different. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. More on this when we come back from the break. Don't go far. I'll be with you in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick chick boom, chick chick boom.
We are back.
Yes, sir, I'm Cuban.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Really. I appreciate the time you spend with me so much. You know, whether you're paying attention, listening, commenting in the chat room, some of you come and go in the chat room, which is fine. And I do appreciate, again, the time you spend with me. Right? I mean, I appreciate the time that you spend with me. I appreciate the time that you comment with me, that you send me emails, and that you're interactive. Because if you're not interactive, why, you know, frankly, why bother? Really, why bother? Anyway, again, 855-ROLL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Apparently, I just love this story. Apparently, Osama bin Laden had a problem that was much bigger than just hating Americans, hating the U.S., hating not so much conservatism, but hating capitalism. Because on September 11th, when most of us were mourning the attacks, the lives that were lost, a group of boys and girls at the Glen Meadow Middle School, they were learning all about a bullied Muslim boy by the name of Osama. Now, you know, I remember growing up as a kid, how often we were told that no matter how much somebody, you know, went off at the mouth, if they hit you, I mean, you were really supposed to take the high road. You really weren't supposed to let ignorant people, stupid people, you know, pull you down. Being an Italian, and once we got up in the Italian section, I had a lot of people making fun of me for being a greaseball, a dago, a guinea, which were common terms back in the 70s. And they go pounding on everybody who called me those names. Marine veteran Ed O'Rourke tells the New Jersey Herald that he found out by accident about the lesson in his daughter's sixth grade social studies class. He said, at first I thought it was a joke. He said, I couldn't believe it. The short story, My Name is Osama, was first published by the National Council for Social Studies. The lesson is intended to teach children about bullying and tolerance. According to the education world, the fictionalized story is about an Iraqi boy named Osama whose family moves to the United States, endures bullying after the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. There were no lessons that day on Islamic radicals who waged jihad on a nation. There were no lessons about the heroes of that day. There were no stories about the Navy SEALs who took out the real Osama. Nothing. So I tell you, my concern, and this is why you need to make sure you have the right people elected to, you know, the school boards, education boards, state boards of education. When are we not going to be able to say that the Pearl Harbor was bombed by the Japanese? That the Germans killed millions of Jews? When is that going to be uncomfortable enough to where they take it out of the history books? Take the terminologies out anyway. When? It's happening here. Look at September 11th. As much as you see there are celebrations going on, when I say celebrations, memorials, but you know what I mean, celebrating the lives of those people we lost, celebrations going on all across the country, except at schools. And there are some going on in schools, don't get me wrong. But why isn't that a big deal? It's not that long ago. 17 years, losing 3,000 lives is not that long ago. Young lady at the podium talking about her grandfather at one of the celebrations. And she remembers him as a little, little girl. And she broke down talking about how much she missed him. Well, how do we fix that? By telling people about a little boy that was bullied? He went on to say, it would be like on a day about the Holocaust doing a made-up lesson about a boy named Adolf being bullied by Jewish kids and saying that we shouldn't blame all Germans or don't pick on the poor kid named Adolf on Jewish holidays. I think he's got a good point. Well, Rourke met with the school district leaders to discuss the issues with the lesson, and surprisingly, they were just as concerned as he was. They couldn't have been better as far as letting me vent, and agreed that the time couldn't have been more horrific. They said that they were unaware that the teacher was planning to do this, and that it just simply fell through the cracks, which is not uncommon. I mean, seriously, the teachers sometimes don't know as much as you think they know about culture, nor do they think things through as much as you would think they did. They are human, after all. I know we like to treat them as superhuman, but they are human, after all. Todd Stern said that he reached out to the school superintendent to find out if the lesson was a part of the approved curriculum, and there was no return message. Mr. O'Rourke said that he knew many firefighters that day and police officers who lost family members and others. And also, he knows firefighters and policemen who have lost family members through terrorist attacks. But he says that society is not blaming all Muslims. I agree with him. I don't blame all Japanese for what took place in Pearl Harbor. I don't blame all Germans for what took place in Germany. Remember, you know, you really, if you study your history just a little bit, it was Germans, see, by not all Germans, but it was Germans who helped get many, many Jews out of Germany. It was German people who took some of the young kids under their wing and called them their own. Kept them from being killed. Now, there's also an ideology of people that causes some people to want to kill us and to not respect women's rights, and that should be taught as well, he said. Instead, this teacher was able to influence an entire class with a tainted story made up to show Muslims as victims. This is what propaganda looks like, he said. Many of our public schools have been turned into indoctrination centers for the left in whitewashing American history. And in the process, these left-wing propagandists disguised as public school teachers are poisoning the minds of our children right under our noses. It's terrible. No, seriously, it's terrible. Again, reading, writing, arithmetic, and history. You can add that. But it should be fact-based. None of this stuff. It should be, simply put, it should be fact-based. We come from, we'll try it in English. When we come back from the break, we've got UC Boulder is doubling down on not allowing the term illegal aliens to be used. It's stricking, it's taking it out of its libraries. It's taking it out of some of its information cards. It's taking it out of some of its publications, even though it's a legal term to use, even though it's what the courts require that you call them. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. So you'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, whatever it is you're doing. I'll look for you back here in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Sadie Marie Holt of New Bern, North Carolina, did not evacuate despite warnings to do so. She tells WTVD she also didn't expect to have to be rescued by boat.
I stayed because we didn't anticipate it to be as bad as it was.
Forecasters say although Florence is a tropical storm, the threats from that storm have not diminished. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina's mayor, says the storm has turned into a waiting game.
This is one storm that we have had to really be patient through, patient and waiting for it to come.
And now it is just stalling over us and patient for the aftermath of it.
At least five people, including a mother and her infant, have died in North Carolina as Tropical Storm Florence slowly moves across South Carolina. Storm surges, punishing winds, and rain are turning some towns into rushing rivers, and the storm is expected to crawl over parts of the Carolinas into the weekend, pounding some of the same areas over and over. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Isn't that just like a WOP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. Yeah, that had a whole different terminology to it, meaning to it back then. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly just being part of the conversation. I really do, I really do wish. we need to pay attention to what's going on around us. I really wish you guys would, not with me, with me, but with others too. You really need to engage some of these people that have, on our side, that have misinformation, total misinformation about some of the things that we stand for, some of the issues that we're willing to fight. And I'll talk more about that in a minute because we've got a caller that's been holding quite some time. And I need to get her on the air with me. Anna.
Annie.
Are you there? Annie. Okay.
Yes, I'm here,
I probably Joe. Should make the letters bigger so I can actually read the thing, right? You wanna help?
No problem, Joe. I gotta get you back on my show as well.
Uh oh.
Yeah. I'm gonna threaten you. I'm gonna make sure Tammy gets you on. But you mentioned 9/11 and those that were lost just around 3,000, but you gotta remember every single day first responders that went to the scene, as well as steel workers, are dying every single day. Somewhere between 12,000 to 16,000 have been made ill because they worked the ground zeros in New York City, Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon, and they have been exposed to toxic chemicals, and they are dying every day.
Mm-hmm. You're right. No, you're exactly right. You know, and people that were never found, people that were looked that have been marked as missing, and people that were directly there on the site but still were part of the 9/11 tragedy. So you're exactly right.
No, I lost three people that I knew directly on that day. As a New York City police officer, three people I knew personally, either worked with or interacted with, and Sergeant Green is the one I remember the best and most of all. And he was with ESU 8. So, no, you have to also remember those that responded. Not just those that worked on the site, but those that were there and served meals, brought blankets. Those that were there to help those that responded to in the recovery effort, they were also exposed to those very same chemicals. Mm-hmm. The asbestos that was in the air. So it's somewhere between 12 to 16,000 people that will die additionally above the 3,000 on 9/11.
Wow. You know, I'm looking up some of the statistics, some of the more recent statistics. They say that there was a little over 6,000 people that were directly injured. And I want you to think about that, right? 3,000 died, 2,606, give or take. But 6,000 were directly affected, injured by, you know, falling debris in the streets, things that happened, you know, that day. And if you think about that, that's 9,000, almost 10,000 people that were directly affected within that 24-hour period, immediately within that 24-hour period. And I don't think people realize what a big deal that is.
It wasn't the first attack. Remember February 26, 1993?
Yeah.
I was on duty in the 9-0. 28 people died. And I think it's 200, and if I remember the number correctly, 267 or something like that was the number that was injured. It was the first attempt. Rahman went to trial on that one. And it was his mosque that went and led to the second attack. How stupid can we get?
Well, listen, after that attack... And I know, you know, I mean, thank you for your service in New York, and no slight on the New York Police Department or anybody else. But even after that attack, what I've read about it is they really still didn't put solid procedures in place to make sure that that place was safe, that they felt it was very hard to lock it down and keep it safe.
No, because at that time, they considered it a civil matter. Not a terrorist attack on the United States. And to this day, they still treat it as a civil matter. And they put it in court as a civil criminal matter. It's a terrorist attack. Wake up, folks. It's a terrorist attack.
Well, to your point, and you have some people that may be a little too young to remember this. I hate to put it that way, but it might be true. But in 1993, there was a World Trade Center bombing, and it was a truck bombing, and it was detonated below the North Tower, right? Yeah,
that's exactly what I was talking about. That's what I was saying. I was on duty in the 9-0 precinct that day when it hit. I remember that day. I know exactly where I was standing, and the cops and all that went out from my precinct. Guys from Truck 8, and Sergeant Green was one of those that responded at the first attack. He died in the second attack.
Well, Annie, you can answer this question for me, because I say this all the time. First of all, I want you guys to think about something. It was a 1,300-pound nitrate bomb in that in the truck, and it was specifically set up and detonated so that Tower 1, they were hoping to take out one of the stands of Tower 1 to send it crashing sideways into Tower 2 and then both going down, killing tens of thousands of people in New York. But
exactly.
It failed, right?
Exactly.
But think of 9/11. I mean, I was telling people the other night, can you imagine if those buildings fell sideways instead of straight down? Can you imagine how many people would have died if those buildings had fallen in two different directions or in the same whatever? I mean, they would have taken out blocks and blocks and blocks of other buildings, wouldn't they?
Well, actually, the towers were built specifically to withstand hurricanes. And they also had an attempt where they thought that if they anticipated a truck bomb into the garage. So when they planted the truck bomb by one of the pillars, the building was designed not to fall that way. So now, if you notice, after 1993 attempt, there was an increase of Saudi Arabian and Arabic and other Middle East countries were sending their students here to the United States to study engineering. Well, hello, lo and behold, they determined, well, listen, they designed the building in this way. They had access to the records, to the information. It's all public record.
Right.
And then they said, the only way we can attack this building is from the top down to make the buildings collapse. But they knew at that point the buildings would not go side to side, but they would go down. And the debris that went down would take out the side buildings. They would not destroy them completely, because my sister-in-law had a building in Merrill Lynch in Building 7. And her, unfortunately, her office was on the opposite side of where the bombing attacked. So her building and her office remained intact. But there were sub-buildings. There were seven buildings in the World Trade Center. So you had Tower 1, Tower 2, and then you had the sub-buildings. But what people didn't realize, and as I watched this on that day, because I was retired at that point 5 years, I had moved to South Carolina, we were watching it unfold on TV. And my husband, believe it or not, you were talking about Kinky Friedman. The people are talking about Kinky Friedman in the chat room. Don Imus was on this TV, and I watched it because they cut away. And I said, they're going to pull their emergency equipment onto the plaza. This is what they're going to do to respond. If those buildings collapse, those emergency responders, their police, firefighters and EMTs are going to be crushed. And when the first tower came down, I knew it. I saw it because I knew the tactics. I worked them.
Yep.
I worked them. I knew what they were going to do. And unfortunately, well, I saw, because in 93, when they attempted to attack from below, they knew at that point they can't attack from below. They have to go from above, but they have to do it enough to make the weight of the building to come down. And that was the point of the planes in the towers at the floors they hit.
Well, Andy, first of all, thank you for your service as a police officer. I know I have family that were police officers, and I know what kind of toll that takes on people waiting for you to come home at night and that kind of thing. And, yes, reach out. I'm more than happy to be on your show. Just send me, send a message to Tammy or send it to me on Facebook, and we'll connect, I promise.
Oh, great. God bless.
All right. All right, you too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back. I'll be right back. I don't know about you.
Over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results.
My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. I am Joe Bacita, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And this is Real Rock and Roll. I'm telling you. I'm Joe Bacita, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Thank you so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly, truly being part of the conversation. Be involved. Get engaged. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, you know, you're just a bump, what we used to call you, a bump on a log. All right, I want to get through a couple of quick stories before we call it quits. Let me see. Should I do that one? Nah, we'll do that one after. Okay. Let's do this one first because this is just too good not to do. Texas School District is looking to reevaluate the dress code policy. The district in Pearland, Texas, they're taking a closer look at their dress code policy after a male student was given in-school suspension for wearing makeup in class. Now, the unidentified high school student reportedly received a disciplinary action at Shadow Creek High School for violating the Alvin Independent School District dress code policy. Boys may not wear makeup. I'm surprised they get away with that today.
Apparently they can't.
What's that?
Apparently they can't.
According to KHOU, the teenager was given a choice to either remove the makeup or go to the Shadow Creek High School student room, I guess, whatever. Now, the student refused to remove it and was sent to in-school suspension. Afterward, the incident spread around the school. Richards began an online petition to change and calling for the dress code to be updated. The petition gained over 1,500 signatures. The goal is now up to 2,500. Alvin ISD has a dress code policy in place that includes several gender-biased policies, such as preventing boys from wearing makeup. Can't wear earrings either. Both things that girls are allowed to wear. Let me say that again. Both things that girls are allowed to wear. These policies are based entirely on outdated and sexist gender standards. We are asking for Alvin ISD to review the policy and change the dress code. Look, I don't even know how I feel about this. I don't even know if I care about this. There are so many other things that they're dealing with on campus. I don't know if this is one of those things to spend a whole bunch of money and time on. Right? I mean, God, there were guys wearing makeup when I was in school in the 70s. Now, it wasn't blatant. I don't know if they were using eyeshadow or eyeliner or stuff like that. But my God, I mean, as long as it's not crazy, who cares? There's so many other things to worry about. So many other things are, these kids are up against. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is the one that makes me crazy. The U.S. Boulder, UC Boulder, University of Colorado at Boulder, they've added a new inclusive term to its library catalog, and they just simply want to expand beyond the problematic term, illegal alien. Who's that problematic for, would be my question. It ain't for me, because it's a legal term. Now, the University of Colorado Boulder removed the term in favor of a more ethical subject headings. They want to foster an inclusive atmosphere. The library subject headings are used to help researchers find relevant material by using certain keywords. So UC Boulder now is going to pull the term illegal alien. So if I'm looking for the legal term to find a certain group or work on a certain subject, I'll have to have different terms for different colleges, depending on where I am in the country, apparently. Did they ever think about this? Did they ever really? I know, I said think and them. I know. I'm sorry. Now, the library, which changed 5,300-plus records, has opted for more ethical subject headings rather than the problematic phrase. The change is part of the university's library strategy plan for 2016 through 2020, which seeks to provide service spaces and collections that foster belonging, curiosity, openness, discovery, creativity, and reflection. You know, this is like to a degree. Let's go ahead and get rid of the N-word. People don't like it. It's not a good feeling. It's got a derogatory meaning to it. Let's just get rid of it altogether. And in the 20 or 30 years, when somebody finds a reference to it and starts using it again, they won't realize the hate behind the word. See, they have this philosophy. They think that if you bury the stuff, you get rid of the stuff, you hide the stuff, it'll make everybody feel better. People won't feel as bad about knowing about this. See, if you don't know about it, you can't feel bad about it. Uh-huh. This is the lunacy that's going on in your college campuses. This is the lunacy that your tax dollars are paying for. This is the lunacy that your kids are going through on a regular basis. What are you doing to help them? What are you doing to make sure they can deal with reality, deal with real life? Anything? No, seriously. And let's go a little further with this. Let me infuriate you the more. And some of you are listening to this show at night. You're not going to be able to go to bed after this, so you might as well turn it off now. I've never understood this. And you know what? I never will understand it. No sense. Absolutely none. But the beauty is that after the original article was published by Campus Reform, there were some changes. So the University of Maryland at the College Park, they announced on Friday that the diversity support group, they were creating a diversity support group to create a safe space for white students to discuss their feelings about interactions with racial and ethnic minorities. I can't even understand that. So let me see. White students are going to go hide in a room somewhere, and they're all going to get together in their little white world, and they're going to talk about their interactions with racial and ethnic minorities. I didn't like the way so-and-so looked at me. I mean, I don't... What? What the heck can that possibly mean? How about your interactions with other human beings from different walks of life? What's wrong with that term? I love being around people in different walks of life. I think it makes all the sense in the world. The white group called White Awake will help white students who may sometimes feel uncomfortable and confused before, during, and after interactions with racial... You know what the only thing that confuses them is when other groups point to a white person and say, this is all your fault. Your white privilege is why you're where you're at today. That's got to be confusing. Because we've taught them for years, right, that somebody shouldn't be judged on the color of their skin, and what are they being judged on? Is this kind of a get-you-back moment? Is this a tit-for-tat moment? What is this? This is what I'm talking about. They're confused because, look, you want to know why young people are confused? I got a whole chapter about it in my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Right? Girls are boys. Boys are not. Right? Right is wrong. Wrong is right. There is no real right or wrong to speak of. White is bad. Every other color is good. I guess having money is bad unless you're a minority who has money, and then it's okay. I mean, seriously, what's that woman's name out of New York? Alexandria something or other? Do I have to use her whole name?
No.
Cortez. Anyway, she comes from money, and yet she touts socialism. Right? I mean, she comes from one of the richest zip codes in New York. And then she's talking about the little people. People that she probably hasn't hung with in years, if at all. Now, somebody like me can talk about it, but I'm white. Doesn't matter. I always tell you guys, go Google the north end of Boston in the 1970s. And then talk to me. Send me emails about my white privilege. The group offers a safe space for white students to explore their experiences, questions, reactions, and feelings. Members will support and share feedback with each other as they learn more about themselves and how they can fit into a diverse world. By the time you get to college, if you haven't figured out how to fit into a diverse world, go back to your mom's basement, because it's too late. The description asks students if they want to improve their ability to relate to and connect with people different from themselves, or if they want to become a better ally. The new group is now one of four in the university's Diversity Issues program. See, why do we silo all this stuff? How about we just get along with other people, other humans, not caring what color they are, what size they are, how wide they are, how thin they are? What if we just go down that road? Would that be, like, weird or something? I just find it amazing. It's called the White Awake Group. And we'll put it, I guess I'll... After it was published, right, the University of Maryland changed the name of the group to the Anti-Racism and Ally Building Group instead of, love this stuff, the White Awake Group. Yeah, changed the name. You know what they used to say, right? You put lipstick on a pig, still a pig. This is a pig. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks so much for being with me. Hey, have a great, safe, and fun weekend. Don't do anything stupid because I want you back here next week. God bless you, and have a great rest of the day.